弟兄姐妹，新年平安。
Peace to you in the new year, brothers and sisters.
你猜一猜，在美国，在新年最多人立志的是什么？
Can you guess what's the greatest number of New Year resolution is in America?
有人已经开始笑了。啊呀，对，是减胖。
To lose weight is the number one New Year resolution.
但是到二月的时候，啊，那你留一下子，会有很多的运动器材都在出卖。
But in February, you can see that lots of exercise equipment will be on sale.
因为这些都是一月里买来之后不能继续的人卖出来的。
So、lots of people who bought it in January decide to sell them in February.
所以在新年的时候，我就讲一个运动员的故事。
So in this new year, I'll tell you a story about an athlete.
在路口有一个肉包子摊子。
In the street corner, there is a street vendor selling buns.
然后标明是每一个包子是5毛钱 ,50 cents.
It's 50 cents each.
有一个晨跑的人。
There's a
早上跑步的人。
A person who's into a morning jogging.
每天跑到摊子旁边。
Every day he passed through that street vendor.
他就丢下五毛钱。
You put in 50 cents.
但他没有拿肉包子，就继续的跑下去了。
But he did not take up a steam bomb. He just continued to run.
如是的过了几个月。
After several months.
有一天他又丢下五毛钱。
One day he again put down 50 cents.
这个卖包子的小贩把他拦住了。
And the seller stopped him.
这个晨跑的人一边在练步，一边就问这个小贩。
The guy continued to jog and asked the seller.
你把我拦住了，是不是想问我？
You stopped me. Is it because you want to ask me a question?
是不是为什么天天付钱却没有拿过肉包子呢？
The why do I keep paying 50 cents every day, but I never picked up what you're selling?
那个小贩一脸严肃地望着他。
The seller looked at him seriously and said.
他说：“先生，我只是要告诉你
，Sir, I just want to tell you，
在新的一年，我的肉包子现在已经涨价到1块钱一个了。
This new year, the steam bun that I'm selling is now $1 each。
今天是新年的第一个主日
，Today is the first day, first Sunday of the new year。
我们都站在新年的门槛上
，We are at the threshold of this new year。”
天父送给我们每一个人都有一份新年礼物。
Our Heavenly Father has given all of us a gift for the new year.
就是前面的岁月。
The days ahead of us.
作为上帝的仆人，教会的牧师。
As God's servant and as a senior pastor of this church.
我在这里要互相的提醒。
Reverend Lin would like to remind us.
前面的岁月，无论是长是短。
The days ahead of us, no matter how long it is.
那都是上帝恩典的礼物。
They are God's blessing and His gift for us.
我们不可以像那个不知感谢的卖包子的小贩。
We should not be like the seller who does not is not very grateful.
认为一切都是理所当然的。
That everything is indeed their own right.
英文有一句谚语说：“好的开始是成功的一半。”
There's a saying in English that well begun is half done.
我们在新年里面要立定心志来侍奉主。
In this new year, we want to set our mind to learn how to serve the Lord.
把当归给上帝的归给上帝。
And to give whatever belongs to God, to Him.
上帝也会将我们所需要的。
He will also, depend on what we need.
过于我们所求所想的赏赐给我们。
And supply and even, give us more than what we need.
主耶稣在马太福音6:32-33就讲到这个重要的属灵原则。
And Jesus in Gospel Matthew chapter 6:32-33
到后面去。耶稣说：“你们需用的这些东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。”
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
谈到侍奉
talk about serving the Lord.
我们就要来看看启示录2:1-7。
Let's take a look at the book of Revelation, chapter 2:1-7.
圣经上是这么说：你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中行走的说， 我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒的，却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardship for my name, and have not grown weary.
下一个。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the right things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
启示录的七教会，那是人间一切教会的写照。
The Revelation and the mentioned seven churches is actually represent all the churches in the world.
这七个教会确实是使徒时代末期在小亚细亚地区的七个教会。
These seven churches, the two churches, at the end of the apostles' time, in Asia Minor.
但也漠视了教会历史中的七个。教会阶段
but also it symbolizes seven different phases the church will go through.
也代表了教会中的七种教会
and represented seven different types of churches.
在启示录一章二十节那里给我们看见使徒老约翰在异象中所见的基督。
In Revelation chapter 1, verses 20, we mention Apostle John in his vision.
右手拿着七星。
He saw Jesus holding seven stars in his
在七个金灯台中行走。
To walk among the seven lampposts.
七个金灯台，基督解释说，就是七个教会。
The seven lampstands are the seven churches.
主是在金灯台之间行走。
The Lord walked among the seven lampstands.
主是常常的与他的教会同在。
The Lord is always with his church.
主更是在教会里群侍群裸。
And the Lord walk among the churches.
因为他是教会的主。
Because he's the Lord of different churches.
做得好的时候主会看见。
If you do well, God will see it.
这是极大的安慰。
This is indeed a comfort.
你为主所做的虽然没有人欣赏。
Whatever you do for the Lord, even though people may not know.
虽然可能人家不知道没有去嘉奖你。
They may not appreciate it, they may not encourage you.
但是教会的主看见。
But the Lord of the church sees it.
主会奖赏你。
The Lord will give you a reward.
但是主在教会当中行走时是一个极大的警惕。
But this is also a warning that the Lord is walking among the church.
你做的乏善可陈的。
Whatever, if you did not do much.
你在没有人看见之下马马虎虎做的。
If you were very sloppy in your service.
或者你出于自私所做的。
Or you're doing things out of your own selfish ambition.
主也看见了。
The Lord will also see it.
而且主也会在他的时间是来到追他。
The Lord will also reward you or punish you.
基督耶稣教会的主手里拿着七星。
Lord, in the right hand holds seven stars.
七星就是七个教会的使者。
These seven stars are the angels of seven churches.
使者就是教会的领袖。
The angels also represent the leaders of the church.
若说你是教会的领袖，教会的同工。
If you are a church leader, if you're a church co-worker,
你就是握在主手里面的星星。
You're like a star holding, held by the Lord.
在基督的右手之中，这个地位是何等的尊贵。
in Jesus' right hand, this is indeed a very honored position.
但是主拣选你。
But God had called you,
是要你为他做星星的。
So that you can be a star for him.
而不是只是打杂做事的。
And not just do these trivial things.
做事容易做人难。
It's easy to do work, but it's hard to do ministry with people.
事情容易做好。
It's easy to do things.
但是人难做，做人难。
But it's hard to be a good servant.
主要你为他做星星。
God wants you to be his stars.
就是要你的生命为他而发光。
That in your life, you will shine for Jesus.
吸引人来归向他。
To attract others to him.
正如在但以理书十二章三节那里说。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 12.
智慧人必发光如同天上的光。那使多人归义的必发光如星直到永永远远。
Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
主要你为他做星星。
God wants you to be his stars.
就是要你在这个黑暗的世代当中。
That in this world of darkness,
将生命的道表明出来。
To manifest the way of life.
使人看见。
So other people can see.
使人看见信耶稣的人是多么的不同。
So they can see that the believers are indeed very different from the world.
使人看见。
So the people can see.
信耶稣是生命的唯一的盼望。
That the only hope we have in life is to believe in Jesus.
正如腓立比书二章十四到十六节说。
It's mentioned in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verses 14.
你们凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。使你们无可指责，诚实无畏，在这弯曲背貌的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显明在这时代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in the warped and crooked generation.Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life.
啊，那不错，人人都会遇到困难。
Yes, we all face difficulties.
但是，好呢，基督徒在困难中不一样。
But Christians, we behave very differently in the midst of trials.
基督徒没有说不会生癌症。
Does that mean that Christians will not have cancer?
但是，当基督徒遇到的时候，他的生命的表现不一样。
But when Christians have cancer, the life manifestation is very different.
以致那些还没有信的人，同样生病的人，会看出那个不同。
So the unbelievers can see and see the difference.
会看出信耶稣的人多么好。
They can see that indeed believing Jesus is wonderful.
主要你为他做星星。
God wants you to be a star.
这是要你活得像耶稣基督。
He wants you to live like Jesus.
满有基督长成的身量。
To have the way of Jesus.
能够像晨星一样宣告黑夜将过去。
Be like the morning star announcing the end of darkness.
黎明要来到。
The dawn is here.
使人看见了你就如同看见耶稣一样。
So people can see you as if they have seen Jesus.
因为在启示录二十二章十六节主自己说。
Because in Revelation chapter 22,
我是明亮的晨星。
I am the bright morning star.
所以就主要你我为他做星星。
So God wants us to be stars for him.
就是让我们能够是像他一样。
To be like him.
如果我们能够活出主基督对我们的期盼。
If we can live out this expectation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
成为他右手里面的星星。
To become a star in his right hand.
我们深信要吸引许多人进入这个教会。
We believe we'll attract many people into our church.
我深信许多弟兄姐妹要渴慕成为教会的领袖和同工。
I hope many brothers and sisters will desire to be the co-worker and become leaders of our church.
因为这是何等有意义的生活。
Because it's indeed a very meaningful life.
何等荣耀的职分。
An honorable position.
何等蒙福的侍奉。
A blessed service.
以弗所的教会有许多优点。
The church in Ephesus has many, many good points.
主基督虽然是责备他们离弃了起初的爱心。
Even though Jesus scolded them for without their initial love.
但是主对他们的行为、劳碌、忍耐、正统的信仰都是肯定的。
But God had also encouraged them for their perseverance and for their discernment.
那主并不是说只要有爱心，其他的都不重要。
God did not say that you only need love and everything else is not important.
主是说在这一切的以上还要有起初的爱心。
He said, in addition to whatever you're doing right now, you still need to have more love.
这就能十全十美讨主的喜悦。
Then you'll become perfect and be pleasing to the Lord.
行为是重要的。
Our action is very important.
圣经的原则是
Our principle of a Bible.
没有人能够因行为行善而得救。
No one can be saved because it was just good deeds.
但是得救的人必定有行善的果子。
But for those who are saved, you need to have good deeds as your fruit.
在启示录写成之前五十年前左右
Before the book of Ephesians was written,
使徒保罗写信给以弗所的教会
Paul had written a letter to the church in Ephesus.
就在以弗所书二章八到十节指出救恩跟行善间的微妙关系
Sorry, it's in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10.
好像大家很熟悉的经文
I think we're all very familiar with this passage.
你们得救是本福恩也因着信这并不是出于自己乃是神所赐的也不是出于行为免得有人自夸我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善就是神预备叫我们行的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们不错得救是神的恩典。
Indeed, it is God's grace for us to be saved.
但是神救了我们是要我们是有美善的行为出来。
But God saved us so that we will have a good behavior as a fruit of that.
圣经雅各书二章二十到二十二节进一步主持。
In James chapter 2, clarify this one point.
有信心就必定有行为。
If you have faith, you will have deeds.
因为信心没有行为就是死的。
Because faith without deeds are dead.
圣经上说虚浮的人啊你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死吗我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在坛上岂不是因行为称义吗可见信心与他的行为并行而且信心因着行为才得以成全
You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless?Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his action were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did.
如果亚伯拉罕只是上帝啊，我顺服你。
If Abraham only said that he will be obedient to the Lord,
但他没有实际的行动把以撒献上。
But he had no action to offer Isaac.
那只是唬上帝的。
Then it's just empty words.
啊，那面对以弗所教会的劳碌
facing all the wonderful hard work the Church of Ephesus.
劳碌这个字原文的意思是竭力尽心的工作。
The hard work mean that indeed work for the church.
可以作为我们一面镜子。
It can be a mirror for us.
我们有没有去劳碌到有一天是真的说是好累好累，尽心竭力的工作
？Do we indeed
为主而做
serve our Lord to the point that we said we are indeed very tired.
呀，那以弗所的教会有忍耐。
The Church of Ephesus has
patience.
Patience.
就是面对迫害的忍耐。
The patience for facing persecution.
根据教会的传统，以弗所教会的监督是提摩太，他是为主寻道的。
According to church tradition, the bishop of the church in Ephesus was Timothy, and he martyred for the faith.
然后是他们以弗所的教会有正统的信仰。
And the church in Ephesus has a very orthodox faith.
他们能分辨纯正的信仰。
They have discernment to know what is true faith.
离弃假师父的似是而非的谬论。
And they recognize the false teachings.
这些都是他们有行为的表现。
These were the actions that manifested in that church.
这也提醒了我们。
And it reminds us.
在今后我们要为主得人的原则。
Some of the principles for us to go out to preach the gospel.
在马太福音二十八章，耶稣说。
Matthew 28, Jesus said.
你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守 我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age.
主在大使命当中
The Lord in the Great Commission says,
呼召我们去使万民做主的门徒
He called us to make disciples of all nations.
做主的门徒并不只是一时感动
It's not just a momentary decision.
举个手做个决志祷告就算得救了。
To say that you pray to accept Jesus and that was the end of it.
然后以后再不来教会。
Then you don't come to church anymore.
然后也不来奉献。
And you don't offer.
也没有侍奉。
And no service.
主的门徒。
God's disciples.
耶稣说需要有受浸的公开见证。
Jesus said need to have a testimony of your baptism.
更有一生之久。
For the whole life,
学习主的教训
to learn about the teaching of the Lord,
对主委身
and to commit yourself to the Lord,
接受栽培
accept training,
这都是主自己定下的原则
These are the principles set by the Lord.
我们只有奉行的份
We can only be obedient.
正如主对基多和他同行的人定下做主门徒的条件
As the Lord has set the principles.And the criteria for people who are willing to walk with him.
在路加福音十四章二十六到二十七节，主对许多跟从他的人、同他同行的人说
，In Luke 14, Jesus said this to many people who were following him.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
在英文的翻译跟中文有一点不一样。
Translation in Chinese and English slightly
different. 其实在原文里面英文的这个是对的。
In the original language, the English translation is the closest.
耶稣讲的话是很重的话。
Jesus used a very strong language.
意思说是我们要爱主胜过一切。
We need to love the Lord more than anything.
甚至胜过爱自己的性命才能做主的门徒。
More than loving your own life in order to become his disciple.
这是我们新年的挑战。
This is a challenge for us in this new year.
主要我们建立的
God wants us to build
是造就门徒有行为有劳碌有忍耐信仰纯正的教会
To build a church that's a perseverance and also have great faith and hard work
是能够将一个人从初信栽培成为门徒的教会
It's a church that able to train a new believer to become a disciple
而不是只是数一数人头而已
And not just to count how many heads are here
那为了达到这目的
，In order to achieve this purpose，
那主提醒以弗所的教会
，The Lord reminded the church in Ephesus，
要有起初的爱心
，To need to have the love that they have in the beginning。
什么是起初的爱心
？What is that compassion and love？
那耶利米书二章二节，那耶和华提到当年是怎么样子，他跟他的子民的那一种起初的爱。
Jeremiah chapter 2:2 mentioned that love initially between the Lord and His people.
耶和华如此说：你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎么在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。
This is what the Lord says. I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me and followed me through the wilderness, through a land not sown.
起初的爱是火热的。
The love is passionate.
是死心塌地的。
It's indeed willing to die for each other.
是那义无反顾的。
It's no change.
是不懂得斤斤计较的。
Will not count the difficulty.
是全然投入的。
It's a full person jumping into that love.
我们对上帝有起初的爱心。
With the God, we have that kind of love.
就会对被上帝的爱所激励。
If we do, then we will be encouraged by that love.
赴汤蹈火在所不辞
Willing to do anything for him.
正如约翰一书四章十九节指出
Just like First John chapter 4 says,
爱的原动力是出于被上帝所爱
the motivation of love because he first loved us.
圣经说我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
因为我们感觉到被神爱了，所以我们才有力量去爱。
We feel that God has loved us first, then we have the strength to love him back.
当人被上帝的爱被得着的时候，
When God was, when we are obtained by God's love,
越发感到这爱的伟大
we can feel the greatness of His love.
越发感到自己的不配
to realize how unworthy we are.
对上帝的感恩的心也油然而生
And then we will have a grateful heart.
正如约翰一书三章一节在那里，反正使徒是诧异的说
Just like, John mentioned in 1 John chapter 3 verse 1.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
See what great love the Father has lavished on us.
使我们得称为上帝的儿女。
That we should be called children of God.
被上帝的爱所得着的人就会甘心乐意的顺服上帝。
For people who are obtained by God's love will be willing to serve him.
会甘心乐意的来侍奉上帝。
Willing to us to serve the Lord.
也会甘心乐意的爱主所要你爱的人。
And willing to love the people that God wants you to love.
主耶稣在约翰福音十四章二十三到二十四节指出。
Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 14 says,
爱主和行道的关系是不可分割的。
Your love and obedience is, cannot be separated.
主说人若爱我就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我要到他那里去与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching.
爱主跟行主的道中间只有一个符号。
Love the Lord and obeying His teaching. There's only one sign between them.
不是加减乘除。
It's not plus or minus.
而是一个等号。
It's an equal sign.
爱主的人也必定行主的话。
Those who love the Lord will also be obedient to His teaching.
约翰一书四章九到十一节指出
in the book of 1 John chapter 4 says,
还能感受到上帝大爱的人
Those who experience God's love,
也就甘心乐意去遵行主的教训而去相爱。
Will be willing to love and willing to be obedient.
圣经说神差他独生子到世间来使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心就在此显明了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. And verse 11, Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
彼得前书更进一步指出，在教会里面顺服乃是至高的表现。
First Peter also mentioned, indeed, it's very important to be obedient.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders, all of you.Close yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
一个真正对主耶稣基督有起初的爱的门徒
a true disciple who retained initial love for the Lord,
无论对天父对世人都有良好的关系
will have good relationship with the Lord and with other people.
在侍奉上能不计较
in the service will not count cost.
对别人能够和谐顺服。
For others, will be able to have harmonious relationship.
因为他以主为他的满足。
Because Lord is indeed his reward.
正如创世纪二十九章二十节有一句好美丽的描述。
In Genesis chapter 29, it's a beautiful description.
讲雅各当年是为了拉结而侍奉的时候。
To see Jacob, in order to marry Rachel.
那雅各为拉结服侍了七年。他因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。
So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her.
年复一年，你怎么样子能够继续的是在神的家里面服侍下去？唯一的就是因为你对神有爱。
How can you continue to serve in the house of the Lord year after year? The only reason is because you love God.
如果你等着人的称赞，
if you're waiting for other people to show their appreciation，
如果你等着那个每个月底的那一份的薪水，
if you're waiting for a salary，
那样子你就是斤斤计较，一定活得度日如年。
Then every day will seem like a year to you。
末了，侍奉上帝是有奖赏的。
And we know serving the Lord has his own reward。
启示录二章七节那里主应许说。
God has promises in the Revelation chapter 2.
得胜的，我必将上帝乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
生命树是在创世纪二章里面提到伊甸园中独有的一棵宝树。
Tree of life was mentioned in Genesis as a very precious tree in the paradise.
那始祖犯罪之后，这棵树就在人间消失了。
Now after Adam and Eve have sinned, this tree disappeared.
直到启示录二十二章，在新天新地新耶路撒冷之中，我们再看见这棵树出现。
Until Genesis, Revelation chapter 22, we will, in the new world, we'll see the tree again.
为主做工，为主服事。
For those who serve the Lord,
圣经一再告诉我们
the Bible teaches us,
将来在永恒里面要得到奖赏
that we will have reward in eternity.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节
First Corinthians chapter 15 verses
在论到复活的真理之后
to talk about the truth
谈到主要再来之后
talk about Jesus' second coming.
圣经的结论是哪里呢
The conclusion is,
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动。常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是突然的。
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, that nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
有一天死人要复活。
One day the dead will be resurrected.
一天主要再来。
One day the Lord will come again.
我们每个人都要站在基督台前。
Every one of us will stand before the Lord.
到那时候。
At that time,
因为有这些，所以我们所为主做的都有永恒的意义和价值。
That everything we do for the Lord has eternal meaning and value.
我们要从主那里得着称赞。
We will have praise from the Lord.
我要从主那里得着奖赏。
We will have a reward from the Lord.
为主做工。
To serve the Lord.
为主而服事。
To serve for Him.
因为有死人复活。
Because of the resurrection.
我们是没有一样是突然的。
Nothing is in vain.
到那日都要被主来到评估。
At that time, Jesus will evaluate us.
都要被主纪念。
He will remember.
也要被主所赏赐。
He will also reward us.
当使徒保罗走完了人生的路程。
At the end of Apostle Paul's life.
他很欣慰地回顾他的一生。
As he looked back.
在提摩太后书四章七到八节，他说那几句很熟悉的话。
Second Timothy chapter 4, 7 to 8, he mentioned these very familiar words.
那美好的仗已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。然后他说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
属灵的征战打赢了。
If you overcome the spiritual battle,
要奔走的路走完了。
You have completed the race.
要所信的道守住了。
You have kept the faith.
我们就可以仰望到主显现的那日，主要奖赏的公义的冠冕。
We can look forward to that day that God will award us with a crown of righteousness.
同样的，使徒彼得一生侍奉主，一生追随主。
Same thing as Apostle Peter, his whole life served the Lord.
到晚年的时候，他要为主殉道以先。
Toward the end, before he was martyred.
在彼得前书五章四节
，First Peter chapter 5,
他如此劝勉那些一同做。长老就是在教会里做牧师的主内同工们说
encourage those who are the bishops or the pastors of the church
到了牧长显现的时候
when the chief shepherd appears
你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕
you will receive a crown of glory that will never fade away
有一天主要再来
one day our Lord will come again
当我们要再向主交账
that time we'll have accounting with him.
我们今天为主所做的
whatever we do today,
主都知道
God knows.
到了那日
at that day,
主必审判
God will judge us.
主也必赏赐
He will also reward us.
这时我想起曾经看过一个记载
I remember I saw this description.
有一天有一个牧师去筹款
One day a pastor was trying to fundraising.
然后他去探访一个其中的很富有的弟兄是做生意的。
He went to visit a very rich brother who was a businessman.
这是好多年前，因为这个是一个很老的牧师的那个写启示录注释里面的一个见证。
This was a pastor who is a commentary about reading the book of Revelation.
那是好多年前。
It was many many years ago.
然后那个弟兄就很慷慨的写了一张2500块钱的支票给他。
So the rich businessman wrote a check for $2,500.
恭恭敬敬的递给他。
And gave it to the pastor in reverence.
然后他们正在谈话的时候，忽然之间秘书匆匆忙忙的跑进来。
At that time, suddenly, his secretary came in and interrupted the meeting.
递给他一封电报，那个时候还用电报。
Gave him a telegram.
然后好像这个弟兄把电报一打开一看，脸色就变了。
The brother opened the telegram and his face changed color.
然后他对牧师很沉重地说。
And he said to the pastor,
我刚刚收到这个电报说，我有一条运货的船沉掉了。
I just received news that one of my shipping boat has sank.
我的损失是十分的惨重。
I have great loss.
你可不可以把刚刚那张支票还给我
？Can you give me back the check?
我要再写一张。
I need to write it differently.
然后这个牧师就只好把支票从怀里拿出来，是交给他。
So this pastor gave him back his check.
然后这个弟兄拿到这张支票之后，
After he received back his check,
然后他又写了一张。
He wrote a new check.
再递给。这个牧师
and gave it to the pastor.
牧师一看呆住了
The pastor saw and was shocked.
上面是10,000块钱
It's $10,000.
牧师就很不解地望着这个弟兄
So the pastor did not understand, and he was looking at his brother.
这个弟兄说：“我刚刚收来的这份电报是天上的电报。”
The businessman said, "This telegram I received is indeed a sign from heaven."
告诉我人世间的财富不可靠，我要将财宝记在天上。
You tell me the treasure on this earth indeed is not trustworthy, that I need to store treasure in heaven.
在新的一年
，in this new year，
每一天都是上帝恩典的礼物。
Every day is a wonderful gift from the Lord.
很坦白讲，我们都是普通的人。
We are ordinary people.
可能你一生当中所花的最有价值的时间。
Maybe the most valuable time in your life.
有一天，当你见主面的时候，你回顾来看。
As you look back when you see the Lord.
就是你用来侍奉主的时间。
Maybe the time that you use to serve the Lord.
我们一生当中可能最有价值的一些的金钱的使用。
The most valuable money usage that we have in our life.
就是我们是为主而奉献，是用在主的事工上。
Will be the offering that we give to the Lord for His ministry.
因为有一天，只有在永恒之中，我们会知道。
One day in eternity, we will know.
其他的世上所做的这一切
，everything else that we do in this world，
无论是为自己做的，无论是其他在世上一般世俗做的，这些都会随着时间而流失去。
Things that we do for ourselves, things that we do in the secular world, all these things will go away.
只有为主所做的会有永恒的价值，会存留到永恒见主的那一日。
Only the thing that we do for the Lord has eternal value and will be remained until we see the Lord.
并且主要为此奖赏我们。
And the Lord will reward you for it.
在新的一年
，In this new year，
每一天都是上帝的恩赐的礼物。
Every day is God's merciful blessing upon us.
让我们珍惜善用每一天每一刻。
Let's use every moment and every day of this new year.
又为永生的奖赏而努力。
To work for the eternal reward.
阿们。让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，求你帮助我们。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us.
在新的一年，帮我们注视于主自己。
in this new year, between us and the Lord.
让我们也注视于主你自己的奖赏。
That we can focus on you and focus on the reward you have eternally.
让我们将我们生命所做的一切再次的评估。
To reevaluate everything we do in our life.
以致我们能够善用我们今天的每一时每一刻每一个机会。
So we know how to use every moment, every opportunity that we have in life.
让我们所做的都为永恒积下好的根基。
Whatever we do will set a good foundation for eternity.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
因为唯有为主所做的才有永恒的价值。
Only those who are serving you have eternal value.
恭敬的祷告，求主帮助我们。
We pray and we ask you to help us, Lord.
让我们特别是有时候是忘记的时候，再次提醒我们。
And we ask you to remind us when we have forgotten.
让我们在新的一年跟随主的脚中忠心而行。
Then in this new year, we will follow you faithfully.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 让我们立志所记的，让我们站起来唱502首圣诗，准备我们的心来到领受圣餐。
If you are able, please stand and we'll sing hymn 502.
今天在新年的第一个主日，我们要来到奉主的名举行主餐。
This the first Sunday of this new year, we want to come before the Lord's table.
那请大家是坐下。
Please be seated.
我们是要请执事们是出来准备分圣餐。
First of all, we ask the deacons to come forward to prepare to distribute the Holy Communion.
但在这以先，我们要欢迎最近借着洗礼加入本教会的弟兄姐妹。
But before that, we want to welcome the new brothers and sisters who join our church for the baptism.
然后一会儿在领圣餐的时候，我要第一次的亲自的是给他们圣餐，因为这是他们第一次是受洗之后领受主餐。
For those who are baptized, Reverend Ling will give them the Holy Communion personally.
我们要欢迎林志军弟兄和沈月芬姐妹，他们是夫妇，请你们到前面来。
Brother Lin and his wife.
我们是教会特别为他们准备了是圣经，这是简体字的祈祷应许本，皮面的拉链的圣经。希望他们一生都能够是 珍惜攻读主的话，我们也有一份证书要送给他们。
The church has prepared a certificate of baptism and also a Bible for him.
我们就请 Henry 执事会的主席是把圣经跟证书送给他们。
We ask our brother Henry to give them the Bible and the certificate.
请你们坐在前面，一会儿我要给你们先领圣餐啊。然后我们感谢主，有感月红姐妹是她也是在19号受浸的。
We also have Sister Gan
Luna Tan.
Luna Tan, who was also baptized last month.
我们是特别为她准备了一份简体的中英文对照圣经，因为他说他想要有一本中英文的圣经，这样子愿上帝的话带领他，祝福他。
Given her a copy of the Chinese and English Bible.
请坐在前面。我们其实这次是以转会加入教会的，还有吴淑慧姐妹。但是他在台湾，所以我们会等他回来之后才欢迎他。
We also have Sister Sophie who have accepted our membership of this church. She is in Taiwan right now, and we'll give her the certificate later.
好，现在让我们祝福、秉杯，一起祷告。
Let's bless the table and pray.
全能慈悲的天父，我们感谢你。
Our powerful and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为神爱世人，将独生子赐给我们。
God so loved the world that He given us one and only Son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For all those who believe in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
并且耶稣让我们的生命有价值、有意义。
Because of Jesus, our life has meaning and value.
也是我们今天在今生所做的一切。
So that whatever we do in this life,
是为主所做的。
We can do it for the Lord.
那主都要纪念。
And God will remember.
有一天，当我们在基督台前，我们要得着主的称赞和奖赏。
One day, as we face Him again, we will be praised by Him and receive His reward.
在新的一年，谢谢主给我们如此的盼望和祝福。
In this new year, we thank the Lord for giving us this kind of hope.
我们现在奉主的名举行圣餐，要纪念主。
Now we have the Holy Communion in remembrance of our Lord.
因为耶稣在被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们所舍的。”
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body, forsaken for you."
你们以后当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You should do this in remembrance of me.
饭后，耶稣也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是我的血所立的新约。”
After dinner, he took the cup and said, "This cup represents the blood of the new covenant."
是为你们众人赦罪所流出。
My blood for redemption of your sin.
你们以后当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You should do this in remembrance of me.
现在求主差遣圣灵，将这饼和杯分别为圣。
May God send the Holy Spirit to sanctify this cup and this bread.
也是当我们领受饼和杯的时候，我们可以领受我救主耶稣基督的身体以及宝血。
As we receive the cup and the bread, that we're receiving the Lord's body and His blood.
如此，我们就常在基督之中。
So that we will be in Christ.
基督也常住在我们的心内。
And Christ is in our heart also.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我现在要先把圣餐给他们三位，然后我们就请执事们分饼分杯。你们可以
先。Our name will first give the Holy Communion to our new brothers and sisters.
然后就领受。
谢谢。
不谢。 圣餐是为那些已经受过水礼的主内的肢体准备的，所以无论你是婴孩洗礼，是洒水礼，是敬礼，我们都欢迎你与我们一同领受。如果你从来没有受过洗礼，我们希望你能等待，等你受洗之后才一起来到领受。拿到饼之后，请在座位上默想，然后我们一同领受。 The bread and the cup is for those who have been baptized in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so if you have either been baptized in infant, or by sprinkling, or by immersion,We welcome you to share the Lord's Supper with us. But you have never been baptized. Please wait till you have been baptized to receive the Lord's bread and cup. After you have received the elements, please hold on to the elements and meditate in your seat, and then we will receive the elements together.Let us partake the bread of the Lord together. 让我们一同领受主的饼。 让我们一同恭敬领受主的杯，纪念主爱我们。在今天崇拜的结束，让我们一同恭敬站立，我们唱诗第282首，我知谁掌管明天。Let us sing hymn 282, I know who holds tomorrow. And then Pastor Kim will give us the benediction for the new year.
Let's pray together.
我们低头祷告。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. 愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩于你。
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
愿耶和华向你们扬脸，赐你们平安。
That Jesus our Lord will bless them and us now and forever.
那耶稣我们的主能够祝福他们，祝福我们，直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Be seated while the choir will give the choral benediction. And after that, let us greet each other. And there will be Sunday school classes and encounter prayer meeting. And also, I would like to ask all the deacons, since you are all here, to gather here and we can take a picture and asking Jerry to help us. Thank you.